just smiles. There we go. Hey, friends, we're back. And we're back together.
Not that we were apart.
That's sad.
But we're back doing a video together for you. So today we are going to share a spiritual inventory. We're going back through our year, through all the ways that we've prayed, our devotions, to give you some, maybe some ideas of maybe how you can pray by yourself or with your family. Not that you have to copy us, but maybe just offer some inspiration and share with you some of the things that we've been consistently doing and some new things that we've introduced. Now, what are some things that we consistently do? These are not new things, but things that we've always done with our family and keep on doing.
All right. So a few years ago, we started doing a full rosary. We didn't start off with a full rosary. And I don't mean like the many different mysteries. We do a 5-decade rosary every evening, and that's been consistent for the last year.
Mm-hmm. But something at the end, maybe that's kind of different. The people...
Oh, we sing a little song?
Yeah. Yeah. We sing the Ave Maria.
Yeah. Just the refrain.
Just refrain. But you know, the kids, you can't actually force a child to pray, by the way. You can force them to sit down to say the prayers, but prayer comes from the heart.
Yeah.
So what we do as a family, we're developing the habit of prayer. We're leaving it up to the Holy Spirit to form the gift of prayer in our children's lives. So we're not militant. You know, they move around. Sometimes a couple of them are playing. But the singing at the end... it's sort of a fun thing for them.
Yeah, it really gains all their focus, actually, which is really nice.
Yeah, so this is what they do. Do you mind if I share?
No, go ahead.
You know, we start singing, and the younger ones jump up. They go into the middle of the living room. They hold hands, and they do kind of like ring around the rosary to the Ave Maria. Yeah. And at the end of the song, at the refrain, they all fall down. So it engages them, but that's a new thing at the end, very end of the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that we always do. Well, the non-negotiables, we always go to Mass on Sundays. We go to confession once a month to every second month. We try once a month. Yeah. Well, I'm speaking for me. I think I've slipped a little bit more with that.
Yeah, I need to get back on track.
I know.
Well, we've always been consistent in praying grace. However, we've added at the end of grace the prayer for the holy souls. May the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. So I feel like we need to commit to praying for those holy souls every single day. And that's one way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little practical thing. You've added something at our front door.
Oh, yes.
This is new.
Another thing, and I don't even know where we got this from. It was during the Lenten series that we did. But it was talking about sacramentals and holy water. And so we have a holy water font right at our front door. And so anytime people leave or anytime people walk right by it, they can bless themselves. And it does get used very much in our home.
If you follow our videos regularly, you'll see a theme because we have mentioned this. But we do a lot of videos. Did you know that in the last year we did 141 videos?
Really?
That's a lot. And so much of this, we talked about the holy water font when we decided we're going to do it. And we said in one of the videos, for the rest of our lives, we're going to pray for the holy souls in purgatory when we say grace.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will continue to do that. So if you ever miss a video of ours, by the way, you can always go to kenandjanelle.com and click newest video. That's the surest, easiest way to find the newest video. So what else?
Another thing that we learned as a family was to sing the Salve Regina, which is the Hail Holy Queen at the end of the rosary. We did that for a while, but now we go back to saying it. I always like to learn a new prayer every single year with the kids, like memorizing a new prayer. I know in the past we've done the Memorare, we've done the Angelus, we've done a consecration prayer to Our Lady. This year, I feel like I still need to pick one. Well, they did memorize this, I don't remember what it's called. They memorized a prayer from the Flame of Love. It's kind of supposed to blind Satan. Isn't that great? Like, if you can blind Satan, why don't you do that? So it's a prayer that they like to pray every single morning. And I think a lot of them like to pray it at night as well.
Mm-hmm. So on a personal note, something that I've changed in my personal prayer is saying the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. I first heard them or about them from a video by Ripinger, Father Ripinger. Looked at them, that was probably 3 years ago, and then this summer had a chance to sit down with a priest friend who is also an exorcist, and the prayers came up in conversation and he recommended them. So since the fall I've been saying them pretty regularly, and I'm very great. They're just vocal prayers that you read. It takes about 7-8 minutes a day. And I say them because it's the spiritual protection prayers. And I really feel like as a man, as a father of our home, the provider and protector, I need to pray spiritual protection prayers for our family. And so I have noticed a difference actually in my personal life. When I am consistent with these prayers, my thoughts are better. My mind is more focused on Christ during the day. Anyways, long story short, the fruit of this in my personal life is that I've noticed my mind is more focused on godly things. And I think it's also helped our family just, in my thinking, just peace. Because Satan wants to destroy our families. And so this is something that I've taken very seriously, saying these spiritual protection prayers for our family. I'll put a link in the description if you've never heard of these prayers.
Okay, something else that we did with our family, and I think it ended last year around this time, was we completed the 9 First Fridays devotion, which is comes out of Fatima. Our Lady of Fatima told Sister Lucia about these. And it took us a long time because it takes 9 months, 9 consecutive months to complete this. And we had started and then COVID and stuff happened. And so we kind of got stopped. And then anyhow, we finished them finally. But now we have to work on doing the first Saturday devotion with our children. It's something that we did, Ken and I. We completed about 6 years ago.
I guess we never did it with the whole family.
We never did it with the whole family.
I forgot.
So now we will. You know, in the last 6 years, a lot of things have happened. Like, we've had more kids who are getting their sacraments.
Yeah.
And, so it's definitely time.
So something that, when you watch the videos, you see our spiritual life in this on display. Because during Lent and Advent, we have meditations that we read and reflect upon, and much of the content that we share with you comes out of our personal reflections. So Advent and Lent, we're always intentional about reading something, using mental prayer, sharing it, and you see that. We also did the novena. We also do novenas throughout the year, and you'll often find these on our videos. One was the novena to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Leading up to Pentecost.
Leading up to Pentecost, yeah.
There's so many great novenas. And we did the St. Andrew novena this year.
I think you just threw up on me.
Here. Yeah, it looks like it. Sorry, maybe I should be laughing. It's all over your face.
I wonder when that happened. When did that happen?
I don't know.
It's probably on film.
Yeah. You okay? Or do you need me to wipe it?
That's okay. That's okay. It's all over. This is, I was like, why is his hand getting wet?
Oh. Oops. Okay. Personally, a few things that I've incorporated. You know, I had a baby this year. Pascal was born in June. So I started doing a lot of prayers prior to the delivery, utilizing an app called Made for This. Made for This Birth, I think is what it's called. It was amazing. It was such a good help for me. There's litanies to various saints who are mothers. There was, Divine Mercy Chaplets, rosaries that were specifically had, you know, little prayers inserted into them to help the mother prepare for the birth. And I just absolutely loved it. So that was a great thing for this year. Another thing was during November, I was able to do a devotional to the Holy Souls. And it was every single day there was a reading and there was teachings and there was a story. It was so, so good for me to learn about the Holy Souls and the importance to have a devotion to them and to pray for them because they need our prayers. And then also in turn, they love to pray for us. So I'm so glad to have gained so many friends over the month of November. Other than that,
for me, it was like a new saint or blessed found. Okay. And that was Anna Maria Tiji. I think I identified more with her than you.
I just was so short on time.
Yeah, that was the thing. So, you know, the devotions sometimes have a season. Mm-hmm. One devotion that's always going to be consistent for us is our devotion to Our Lady, saying the rosary. But there's so many within the church. And, because you have one for a season, sometimes it's okay to shift. And for me, Anna Maria was someone that I found myself asking her intercession quite often, especially this past fall. And so I'm very grateful for that. And you can see those videos if you want. Again, they're all on this channel.
Right. Yes, even like the St. Bridget prayers, there was a year where I really dedicated a lot of time to those St. Bridget prayers. And right now I feel like, okay, it's just this season in my life where I don't have the time to devote to that. But I know that there will come a time when I will be able to do a lot more of all these beautiful devotions that I've wanted to do. I just have to say, okay, I just have to wait. I'll get to them, God willing. Let us know your devotions. I want to know. What have you done? What have you started implementing in this last year?
Yeah.
Things that you love.
Share below. Comment. Any of you praying the Flame of Love Rosary? We've never done videos on that, but like that's something that we're a little bit aware of just more recently. Mm-hmm. Just curious if that's part of your devotion.
I have one question for you before we wrap up. What do you want to change in this coming year?
I can't even.
You don't like these questions.
Man, no, right now, I just want to get healthy.
Yeah, he's been sick for a while. Coughing, tired. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I want to get to adoration more regularly. With the kids, even if it's just short. Okay. Bye-bye.